Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to know, in what way are you stuck in the past? In what way are you old fashioned?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been, since my father passed away, I've been spending tons of time with my mom.
Oh yeah.
It makes me long to do. I don't think I'm old fashioned in any way, really.
Yeah. You're kind of cutting edge. You're a technology guy. You've always been that way.
But she still does things like, she has a calendar on the wall that she has like birthdays on. So like at the end of the year, we get a new calendar and then she sets the old calendar next to the new calendar, flips it open to January and goes, oh, here's Chris's birthday. Here's my birthday. Here's Penny's birthday. Here's Terry's birthday.
Wow.
She flips a calendar. It's like, there's something so cool about her writing it down in a calendar, yeah, as opposed to me getting like, oh crap, I gotta send so and so a text. It's their birthday.
Yeah, you get everyone texts you at 9 a.m. when their alarm goes off,
bro,
to remind you.
I've told you the trick, right?
What is it? No, what have you?
When you set your alarm for somebody's birthday, you put it in like TX birthday, and you set an alarm for like 9:31.
So then you're off. You sat.
Yes. Seems- if you send the text at 8, they know it's just your TX birthday.
Yeah.
But so I have them set at all different times for all different people.
Oh, that's smart.
Because like, you're friends with Aaron, and Aaron's like, oh, he texted you at 9:31. Then I text her at like 12:47. So it's like,
yeah, okay,
different times.
That's very smart. Because
you guys are exactly a month apart, so you could compare notes. Whereas my mom would just like walk by the calendar whatever time she walks by and goes, oh, it's TX birthday. It's May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Let's like.
Well, your mom probably takes it a step farther. She probably gets a card in the mail.
She does. She goes to Ace Hardware.
Yeah, that's old fashioned.
In Longmont.
I love that.
And buys a card 1 week in advance. So she's looking at it going, oh, there's TX. I got to buy his card on this day.
Wow.
And get it in the mail by this day. The cool thing is at Ace Hardware in Longmont, it's also a post office. So you can buy the card, fill the card out, hand it back to him, and just, you're done.
Wow.
Okay. Like your uncle. Like, okay, that's, I don't know. That's,
yeah,
something old fashioned that I kind of sort of miss.
The excitement of a new calendar. What pictures,
yes,
are going to be in this one? And
yes,
it feels, the other one's all folded up and this one's crisp. And I like that. That's so, I like the thing that we've been doing old fashioned a lot.
Okay.
Or we, my
you?
Wife.
Okay.
She's been baking bread.
Shut.
Uh-huh.
We How much bread have you brought in?
None.
Oh, because you eat it.
Like, yeah,
I guarantee
it
you, she sends you with loaves and you hork it down, yeah, while you're on Arapaho Road.
Those are the days I'm late. I'm in the parking lot just eating bread.
You're out there with a bottle of balsamic vinegar.
Yeah,
and like,
she's made it. So she makes like artisanal kind of bread that you slice up, you know, just have slices. But she also makes sandwich bread too. And once it's like one of those things, once you get into it, this old fashioned way, you really get into it. And now we don't even buy bread anymore because she just goes, oh, I'll make some
your
more.
Sandwiches that your kids eat. Are on homemade bread.
Yes.
Do you have a bread slicer?
She doesn't yet.
But there's, I'm eyeing some for some holidays.
Because you want, like, if I'm making a sandwich, if we're just doing whatever, then you can cut it any willy-nilly. Yeah. But on sandwiches, I want them like.
Even, yeah. We have just the serrated knife.
So, wait, she's not, because I don't know if you remember this, but we went through a phase in this country where everybody bought a bread maker, where you just basically threw all the crap in and it mixed it up and then it baked in the thing.
No.
She's like, has pans and bowls.
Special
and
pans. Yeah, we've got all the special like shaped pans to bake it. Let the dough sit for a while, let the yeast rise, all that stuff. And it's so good. There's no going back. Once you go back, once you have tasted fresh homemade bread, you just realize old fashioned's better.
I can't join you on this, but could I throw money at her to make me some bread every once in a while?
I'll bring you some bread in. I can have some self-discipline.
I don't believe you.
Maybe don't butter it before I leave, honey. You make it too hard.
Well, the other thing my mom does that's super old-fashioned, she has in her basement, next to her washer, what's the thing that's next to your washer called?
The dryer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dry.
But she has a clothesline.
What?
And her sheets.
For everything?
Only white things. Like, huh? She wants her sheets and towels and just like your linens, I guess. Like white things felt very racially motivated. No, just her linens she takes outside and like she'll wait till there's a sunny day. Even in the winter, she's like, there's still sunny enough days. It'll get dry, but then a little bit of ice on it or whatever. But for the most part, as long as there's no precipitation, it will dry. And she puts her stuff on a clothesline. And I'm telling you, like, I laid down on one of their beds and it's like, holy crap.
What?
Sheets.
You can tell?
You put a dryer sheet in, but it's got an artificial like, ooh, outdoor rain. No, outdoor rain.
Mm.
The real scent of like aspen trees and pine trees, just all the crap in the backyard is on your sheets.
I do like that. There's probably something very therapeutic about the process of clipping it up and folding it out.
And then and it's not all bunched up in your washer. Mm-hmm. It's like it dries flat.
Oh, that is nice. Yeah, because it always, a pillowcase ends up inside the sheet or something and this one's wet.
God. But nothing's dry. Like it all clumps up inside my fitted sheet. But like at my mom's house, it's unbelievable.
I like that. I don't want to.
So
I'll come visit your mom's house. It sounds lovely.
I don't think you're invited, okay. But if you brought
no bread for you,
if you do something the old-fashioned way, we'd love to hear what that is. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
The other thing I do that's old-fashioned is I wear a watch. And my watch, if I don't wear it often enough because it has the automatic movement in it, it will stop working. And then I have to reset it. So I reset it today before I came in, actually, because I hadn't worn it.
That's
long
so
enough.
Lame, dude.
It's cool. It's therapeutic.
I know.
It's the same. Remember the sheets outside?
No.
It's similar.
No, it's different. Cause what? No, I don't know. I like my Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Or I want, cause to me, if you're going to wear a manual watch, then it's gotta be a move.
No,
it's gotta be a flex.
Okay.
It's gotta be a Rolex or something.
Kmart has some nice watches, fella. I'll tell you.
Do you wash your dishes by hand?
Some of them, yeah, we do.
When the bread dishes, I bet you do.
Yeah, those, and then when you have kids, they have a lot of like weird plasticky stuff that can't go in. But that doesn't feel.
No, that's still cool. That's still cool because I have so many things that say they're dishwasher safe, but I won't do it. My hex clad, they claim they're dishwasher safe. I won't do it. Yeah. I don't want the guy who yells at you in Hell's Kitchen. What's his
Gordon
name?
Gordon Ramsay.
That guy.
Yeah,
because I think he's
having another baby. Actually,
he is.
He is. Yeah,
I didn't know.
I think it's like their sixth. Well, their family.
That's an old-fashioned thing to do. The other thing that I do that I find, I don't think this is old-fashioned. I think everybody does what I do. Because there was a list of things that people do the old-fashioned way, and one of them was open cans by hand. Mm-hmm. I think can openers had their moment, like in the 80s or 90s or something, but I don't think people, do you have a can opener at your house?
No. You like, mean like an automatic one? No. We have a thing that you twist.
Yes!
Yeah.
But people say that's old-fashioned because we have an electronic one. But it's like, I don't need another effing appliance on my counter.
I agree. I don't know that I've ever seen an electric can
opener. My mom still
has
one. Even though she has a calendar and her sheets are hanging outside, she has and it's just like, and it takes you 10 tries to get it up in the thing and get it to stick. And I'm like, Mom, by the time you have that done, I'm like, done. I love my KitchenAid, like hand cranking.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We had a Pampered Chef one growing up. I remember that was like a big deal for a while.
Dude, because like, and you can even turn it, I don't want to get weird, but you turn it on its side a different way than you think you would do it. Mm. And you take the whole top of the can off. I'm going to just, there's TikTok videos about it. Just do, you think you take the middle of the top of the can off? No, you go on the side and you're basically on the seam and the top of the can pops right off.
Oh.
It's the greatest thing. And then it's not sharp.
Oh,
you're welcome.
I love that.
All right. If you're old fashioned, if you're printing MapQuest directions or you're driving a manual transmission, whatever you're old fashioned about, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Three.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So it turns out, T-Hack is the most old-fashioned person. Like, you're weird. Mm,
a little
bread
bit.
Bread makers, butter churners.
Yeah, a bread eater, really.
Yes, your wife. So we're looking for the things that you do that are old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be old-fashioned.
Yeah, do you have anything? Nothing?
I said just I use the regular can opener, but I also grate my own cheese. But I don't think that's old-fashioned. It just tastes better.
That's good. Yeah, we buy the shredded cheese, so that's you're.
But you're not melting it then, because to keep it apart, they put cornstarch on it so that they're separate, so it just doesn't melt right.
Oh.
That's why you should always shred your own cheese. I don't think that's old fashioned as much as I think it is just like cool. Whoa, geez, somebody's landing the shuttle here. Jan,
I am a millennial that hates texting.
You hate texting?
I hate texting. I only make calls.
Oh my God. I hate you. I don't hate you, but I can't stand it. Like, I don't want to have to have a whole conversation with, how are you? Good. How are you? How's the family? Good. It's like, hey man, will you be at bowling tonight?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Mm-hmm. I always feel I'm catching people at a bad time.
My friends hate it.
Yeah. So, do your friends hate you?
Yeah, my friends hate that I make calls all the time to them, but I would rather just call them than text them.
Right.
I do a little. It's similar, I think. I just go down to people's offices. If I have a question, I don't send an email to them here at work.
Yeah, people hate you.
I think so.
They've been coming to me asking to do an intervention on you. Okay. Yeah, nobody likes that. Thanks, Jan. Antonio?
Yai.
Old fashioned, what do you do?
So my husband tells me that he's married to an 80-year-old woman because my taste in music and my taste in movies is just completely old school.
Okay.
I grew up with my grandparents. Every Sunday, I make handmade tortillas. when the holidays come up, I watch White Christmas immediately after Thanksgiving. Gone with the Wind is my favorite movie, and it just goes downhill from there.
Can we go back to the tortillas, and can you bring some in trade for some bread?
Absolutely.
Homemade tortillas. I don't know what it's just different.
Yeah, there's the
fluffier. Flour and corn. I make them both.
Oh,
oh my God.
Antonio, wow.
Okay.
I can't focus now.
That's going to be, I'm really having some hunger pangs because I can smell the bread on TX breath. Thank you for the call. David?
Yeah.
What are you old fashioned about?
We still use calendars as well. And now that Christmas is coming up, you know, pretty much everybody throughout the family gets them for Christmas.
Calendars as gifts?
Yeah, well, just stocking stuffers. So.
I said, I'm a little jealous of my mom, but I'm also like, if you gave me a calendar, I think I'd be real mad at you.
Yeah, no, just even the kids are using them, you know.
So, what about those calendars?
You know, I'm visual, so I need to see them as well. So I don't mind.
All right.
What about the ones with like you peel off every day and it's got like a joke on it or a little, would you do that?
No.
Okay.
Like the desk calendar?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No.
I have a return to make then.
Brittany?
Yay.
What are you old-fashioned about?
I still make lists for everything, like handwritten lists, grocery lists, to-do lists.
Like on paper with a writing utensil?
I don't use my phone for anything. Yes.
You know there's an app in your phone that you can just type it.
Yeah, that could probably be easier, but I just have lists everywhere.
We do the same thing. We have like a running list on the side of the fridge if something's out.
But then you have to remember to grab the list.
Oh, no. Not only that, my wife rewrites the list in the right order before she goes.
Oh, nice. Yes. Alphabetically by store.
What year is it at your house in Parker? You write by candlelight?
Oh.
Sandra?
Yay.
What do you do that's old fashioned?
So I do a couple things, but I keep an old-fashioned phone book with all of my numbers in it, which nobody hardly ever does, and I still sew my own clothes with the sewing machine.
You sew, like, you just fix them, or you make them?
I make them. I do certain patterns, and follow those patterns and make my own clothes with the sewing machine.
Well, that's cool. That's actually kind of trendy.
Yeah, different.
Yeah, to like go thrifting, you find something you can alter it. No.
She's sewing. She's going to like Joann Fabrics.
Yeah, that's
and making.
That was my childhood. My mom did that all the time.
Laura.
Yay.
What are you old fashioned about?
Reading. So when I was in college, and they would assign the articles aplenty to read, I would always have to print out the PDFs and read them on paper.
Shut up.
Highlight them, cut them apart to make note cards for
Oh my God.
And now to this day, like I don't use a Kindle. I need a regular book. If I want the news, I will go buy a newspaper.
Oh my God. My mom offered me a newspaper the other day and I'm like, for what? Yeah. I'm not trying to start a fire.
Yeah, I didn't pee the bed.
What? I don't. Okay.
You put the paper down after you.
You do?
Yeah. To keep. Yeah. It's. You didn't go through it like I went.
Francie.
Yay.
What are you old fashioned about?
Well, not only do I still write a lot of checks, but I balance my checkbook monthly.
So if I'm a King Soopers and you're up there with your little stupid checkbook and you haven't written any of your check.
Well, I don't do that every time, but I do that occasionally. But I write a lot of checks for a lot of stuff. And
what makes you determine what's check-worthy and what isn't?
Well, it's easier to balance your checkbook if you are subtracting just check numbers rather than debit amounts that you have to.
Do you know how many people are like, because when we're behind you at King Soopers, you are lucky that we don't ram you to death with our carts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.